Veni Sancte Spiritus, et emite Celitus, lucis tu eradium.
Veni Pater Pauperum, veni Dator Munerum, veni Lumen Cordium.
Consolator optime, dulcis hospes anime, dulce refrigerium.
In labore requies, illes tu temperies, in fletu solatium.
November 15, 2019. Only the Son makes you free. We continue with our reflections. Today, the chamber of the heart. In the last reflection, I pointed out that as soon as we have found out that strong, dynamic person leading us a false way have a negative impact on us and that we cannot resist sufficiently, we should avoid dynamically superior persons. It should be pointed out once again that this is not a matter of cowardice, but of a wise insight into one's own weakness. However, this must be distinguished well, because there is also a tendency in man to avoid all conflicts in order to protect oneself, to seek a false harmony. Here, to be a coward can be the motive which must be overcome in Christ, for it even dispatches to the denial of the lute. As you can see with a watchful mind, the possibility of manipulation in today's world is almost omnipotent. There is no need to use particular conspiracy theories to make it clear that the giants can use internet in order to influence people and do so partly, as can governments. If one looks from a Catholic point of view at which world views predominate among the giants, it becomes clear that they usually hold completely opposite views from a moral point of view than those of Catholics. So, in the sense of truth, we cannot expect them to be positively influence human beings. On the contrary, it is one of the painful perceptions that even in the Catholic Church, more and more self-evident moral convictions are being softened, and that the Church no longer acts as a moral authority like a rock in the surf. In order to avoid the almost omnipotent influence, a very consciousness approach to the media is necessary, especially with the smartphones of our day, which for many people are already so part of life that they are indispensable. We must realize that these devices are becoming an instrument of influence in a special way, as they can almost always and everywhere carry messages and, moreover, create dependencies which we hardly perceive. But I'm concerned about something else today. At a time of increasing anti-Christian influence by the media, politics, the general morality deviating from the commandments of God, often also in our immediate neighborhood or even the family, it's necessary to create a kind of inner monk cell in us, in which we can always return. By this I mean a chamber of the heart, a room of the heart, formed by prayer and the intimate relationship of God into which we retreat. There should therefore be a spiritual space in our souls which is always open to us, unaffected by all the external impressions, and in which we secretly cultivate the relationship with God. It is always necessary to enter this chamber of the heart If we realize that the influence or even manipulations become strong and attack us, it must be clear to us that we are not only dealing with people who encounter us with false convictions or relativistic views, but also demon spirits who want to exert their influence on us. We must be prepared for the fact that the anti-Christian spirit wants to take over more and more the dominance in the world and increasingly also in our church. There must be in the interior of our soul precisely that space that serves both to retreat as well as to strengthen and orient in order to provide the appropriate resistance. It is a space that the enemy does not know and cannot reach. Many prayers should have accumulated in this room, psalms, the rosary, the words of the Holy Scripture, the prayer of the heart, the inner adoration of God, the knowledge of the authentic teaching of the Church. This space is particularly created by contemplation, by the silent presence before the Blessed Sacrament, by frequent and regular prayer and the reading of the Holy Scriptures, as well as by receiving the Holy Sacraments. Instead of using the term chamber of our heart, we can also say that we are anchored in the heart of Jesus and the heart of Our Lady, and that the way to the Lord and to the Mother of the Lord is always open to us. It is, of course, wonderful, and so it should be, if we live in communities and parishes that share the same faith as us and find safety and protection there. But is this the case in our communities today? How is this today with those devout Catholics who still cling to the fact that, for example, sexual intercourse belongs only in marriage and only those can receive communion which are in the state of grace? What about those who hold fast to the fact that the gospel is to be carried to all peoples and that the Jews, the Muslims, the Buddhists, as all people are called to turn to the true religion, and that religions are not equally positively desired by God? What about those who still believe that the presence of idol figures in the Catholic Church is a violation of the first commandment and is not a successful enculturation that contributes to the conversion of the Indians? What about those who will certainly not be in obedience to United Nations or to European institutions if they behave anti-Christian? Are these all hopeless rigorists? Whoever today wants to hold on the traditional faith, and we should do so for the sake of the truth, needs more than ever the inner chamber of the heart into which he can withdraw at any time. There is that space of freedom in Christ which then again and again enables us to make our decisions in truth and then to carry them out in this freedom. In the intimate communion with the Holy Spirit, who is poured into our hearts, we will be strong enough in the grace of God to hold fast to our faith. In Romans 8 we hear in the verses 31, 35, 38, is God for us? Who is against us? What can separate us from the love of God? Affliction or hardship or persecution, hunger or cold, danger or sword? For I am certain that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor powers, nor present, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord.
Today we listen to the sequence of Pentecost, in which we claim to the Holy Spirit, asking Him to come upon us.
O Lux Beatissima, replecordis intima, tuorum fidelium. In nomine, nihil est in auxium. Lava qua
sordidum, riga quod est aridum, sana quod est autium.
Flecte quod est rigidum, fove quod est frigidum, rege quod est debium.
Datuis fidelibus, in te confidentibus, sacrum septenarium.
Ne virtutis meritum, ne salutis exitum, ne pere ne caurium.